Chapter 13, How to Survive an Affair. I'm often asked, how do you help people survive an affair? What do you tell a couple when this actually happens to them? My approach to treating affairs centers on two words, be gentle but firm. People caught in the web of an affair need tender, loving care, especially the betrayed spouse. At the same time, if you discover your spouse in an affair, do not resort to hand-wringing or hysterics. If you want to save your marriage, it's time for action. Step 1. Do you want to survive? First, you must ask yourself if you truly want to survive the storm. Quite possibly your marriage has been in serious trouble for a long time, whether or not you've realized it. One or both of you had unmet basic needs, which gave the affair a chance to develop. The wronged party will feel tempted to point the accusing finger and may almost always prematurely and foolishly simply want to call the marriage quits. With those who come to me for counseling, I try to point out that the strained spouse is not the only guilty party. Affairs start because love bank accounts have slowly emptied. Distasteful as it may be, the victim of an affair has to ask, how did my account get that low in my spouse's love bank? What need was I failing to meet? Step 2. Don't put up with it. Second, don't put up with the affair for another minute. You may have failed to meet certain needs for your spouse, but that doesn't mean he or she is not responsible for the extremely destructive behavior. As I said in Chapter 1, marriage is an exclusive relationship in which two become one and should stay one. Three is definitely a crowd. My counseling files include a surprising number of cases where women actually put up with their husband's affair in order to stay married. Often people who have strong religious convictions tell me, "My church doesn't allow divorce. God wants us to stay married. The Bible clearly teaches that divorce is a sin." I sympathize with these viewpoints because they are very similar to my own values and convictions. At the same time, people must understand that once an affair has begun, the marriage has already been breached. What God has joined together, some man or woman has put asunder. If you want to put it back together, you have to take definite action. I urge wives in particular to take a hard, independent line and be willing to separate from their husbands temporarily until they can solve this matter together. Whatever they do, they must make it clear to the strained spouse that they will not put up with this. Step 3. Know what to expect. Most affairs do not lead to divorce. They lead to reconciliation. But during the months or years that lead from an affair to reconciliation, the whole process can inflict almost unbearable pain on you. If you prepare yourself for what is to come, you'll not only suffer less, but your marriage has a better chance of surviving. One of the best ways to prepare yourself is to know what to expect. Having witnessed so many affairs, I have seen some common threads run through most of them. One of the most common threads is the spouse's resistance to give up the lover. I use an ironclad rule that the strained spouse must stop making any contact with his or her lover immediately and never see or talk to that person again. To explain why my rule is so rigid and extreme, I tell clients that I view an affair as an addiction. An alcoholic, for example, must abstain from all alcohol if he or she expects to control the addictive behavior. As with alcohol, the temptation to return to a lover must be controlled one day at a time. The best way for a person to become disentangled in an affair is to avoid all contact with his or her lover. Time and again, I've watched people in affairs fail to make drastic and decisive breaks with their lovers. They manage to go on the wagon for a while, but inevitably they find their way back to their lover's arms. It seems that when it comes to this one person, they exhibit incredibly flawed judgment, and almost irresistible force draws them. The permanent effect of an affair cannot be ignored. The strained spouse rarely falls out of love with the ex-lover. The feelings lie dormant, ready to snap back as soon as they're reacquainted. The love bank account of the ex-lover remains high because few opportunities for withdrawal exist. Only an unpleasant or painful experience can withdraw love units. And when a lover is in competition with a spouse, unpleasant experiences are intentionally avoided.